even though that is Little Sprout, and they are Shindig champions, I'm going to cut it short. I'm sorry, Amy and crew. It's 3 p.m. It's Monday, February 13th. Happy Family Day to everybody. If anybody knows the history of Family Day, you can feel free to give us a call and let us know here. 604-822-2487. I'm curious. Chris Riffick was here despite the holiday with his daughter for parts unknown. And I'm here. My name is Andy Resto, and this program is called The Burrow on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. I'll be joined this week by, in studio, by Catherine Rositis of the band Jerk Jails. And we're going to start the show this week with a radio premiere of Jerk Jails song called Jerk Jails demo called Mind Control here on the Burrow, CITR 101.9 FM. That was a radio debut here on the Burrow, CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting as always from unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia, the sunny University of British Columbia. I'm now joined in studio by, at the moment, one half of the band Jerk Jails. Catherine, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Andy?
I'm pretty good, yeah. Great to be able to premiere that song and Chris Riffick out in the lounge. I got to it first. He was very proud back when the first Jerk Jail's demos went up online, that he got it on the radio before I did. And he will consistently remind me of that. but that was called Mind Control. Any nuggets about the song? Anything?
No, not really.
Not in particular. No.
Yeah, I guess it started off like, it's more like introspective than like, but ex-social critique at the same time.
Okay. The other available music for the public of Jerk Jails is a SoundCloud with two songs on it. And then also you were part of the CITR Mint Comp from last year, which had Extra Flesh on it. So by now those are, at least the SoundCloud is a year or so old, and there is new music on the horizon. Yes.
Yeah, we have several songs recorded, but we may leave them as demos, re-record. Mm-hmm. I don't really know yet. But
Yeah. And the other half of your band that isn't here is Jeremiah Hayward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's been in many of many different groups in Vancouver. Including what, Twin Crystals, Inherent Vices, etc. How about you? Is it Jerk Jail's first project or primary project?
Before this, I was playing with some of my other friends in this band called Lawngrave.
Okay.
Yeah, we just made a couple of recordings, didn't really get anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great. Same, similar lines, like garagey.
Yep.
Yeah. Cool. So you played a show at the Black Lab fundraiser last weekend, which is nice to see you play. How do you feel about it? It's okay.
Okay, sure. Yeah, it was good. It was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Noisy, which is nice. Great. Also, there previously in the group, for a brief stint, you had a bass player, Sarah Cordingly, friend of the show, friend of the station, who had to depart. But there's potentially another a bass player on the horizon. Or
yeah, I don't want to say for sure, but yeah. It's looking pretty good.
Yeah,
pretty
good. Cool. Yeah, great. And how does that lend to the way you'd feel like you would construct songs if you saw it in the back of your head, like that we have a bass player, or as it is now where it's like maybe we don't have a bass player? And yeah, then you
most of the songs are like bar chords and like rhythm guitar-y, so I feel like I'm a really rhythm focused person, and probably I think bass will just fit in pretty easily.
You don't need any sort of like experimental like slithering bass in between.
No, I mean obviously it would be nice to establish a relationship with a bassist and then have them bring ideas as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Totally great. And today, this afternoon, you brought a bunch of music to help run the show. I think it'll be a good jarring experience for me in a sense. Not, you know, garage rock music, it's great, but recently on the show, another quote from Chris Horrific here, he was telling me that it sounds like it has been dissipating into nothingness. I've been playing a lot of like slow dirgy music, and so it's gonna
be
good. Yeah, it's gonna be good to, as the sun comes out, to
I know.
Some rock and roll music.
I had a winter like that too, where I just found myself listening to like really like dirgy, minimal stuff.
Yeah, totally.
instead of the usual.
Yeah. So we'll have garage music for the most part this week, and maybe sneak in some other oddities. So what do we have kicking
off?
So
our first set's four songs. Mostly garage bands from the 70s leading into some punk bands from the 70s. And these bands, several of them, basically only released a couple singles and then became legendary. So I just feel like, yeah.
If only.
So the first band is Rocket from the Tombs. This song is Ain't It Fun, which was later covered by the Dead Boys. And Rocket from the Tombs, I don't know if you know that band.
Mm-hmm,
yeah. So yeah. They split up and became like Pere Ubu and the
Dead
Boys.
Yes, yeah, of course, yeah.
So it's kind of just the beginning.
Awesome.
So here we go.
Gotta buy a gun. Ain't it fun 'cause you're taking care of number one. Ain't it fun when you just can't find your tongue. Just stuck it way too deep in something that really stung. Ain't it fun? Such fun, such fun, 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 fun. Somebody came to me and they spit right in my face, but I didn't even feel it, it was such a disgrace. I broke the window, smashed my fist right through the glass, but I couldn't even feel it, it just happened too fast. It was fun, such fun, such fun. that she's just a cunt. Ain't it fun when she splits and leaves you on the bum? Ain't it fun when you've broken up everything you've ever done? And ain't it fun when you know that you're gonna die young? It's such fun, such fun.
Considering a master's, MBA, or doctoral degree? Mark Wednesday, March 1st in your calendar and get over to the UBC Nest for the Graduate School Fair. Or do you want to study, work, or volunteer abroad? Get down to the Vancouver Convention Center on Thursday, March 2nd to visit the Study and Go Abroad Fair. Both events are free. Check online at studyandgoabroad.com for more info.
Ocean, border, sub, urban, dispersal, determinacy, mulatto, mestizo, Métis, cabra, Eurasian, Creole, colored, split. Those who have no history are doomed.
An excerpt from The Reinventing Wheel, spoken by author, Vancouver poet, Wade Compton. Celebrate Black History Month with CITR 101.9 FM as we host content exploring Black history in Vancouver and beyond. Tune in this February and check out CITR.ca for regular updates on the scheduling of our Black History Month programming.
And you're tuned into The Borough on CITR 101.9 FM on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. My name is Andrew Resto. I'm joined this week by Catherine Ozitis of the Vancouver band Jerk Jails, who's been providing us with the music this week. How are you hanging there, Catherine? Feeling good? Yeah.
Yes.
Tell us about the set. What did we
hear? All right. So first we heard Ain't It Fun, Rocket from the Tombs. That was an Ohio band. Then we heard Destroy All Monsters, Nobody Knows from 1979, featuring Ron Ashton from The Stooges on guitar, and Niagara Singing, who is like one of my favorite singers ever. After that, we heard the full 7-inch from 1977, The Users, Sick of You / In Love with Today. They were a UK band, and then it was The Germs and Manimal.
Sweet. Very good. Also, just for those of you listening, food for thought, Destroy All Monsters, think about what it reminds you of. Reminds me of a Nickelodeon TV show, Ah, Real Monsters. For those of you who remember that, I don't know.
I don't know what he's talking about.
call us. Catherine didn't know what I was referencing. Ah, Real Monsters. Brilliant show. If you know it, I would love it if you gave us a call. 604-822-2487. Anyhow. all right. Moving on, next set. We're moving forward in time.
Well, backwards, actually.
But the music is moving backwards in time. So mainly 60s-ish music.
Yeah. So now we're going to listen to some more like classic 60s garage. The first song was covered by one of my favorite bands, the Cheater Slicks. You've Got Me Crying by The Mauve.
All right, great. So you're listening to The Borough on CHR 101.9. This is The Mauve.
You know you've got me crying, babe, with all the funny I love you and I want you, I don't know why. Little girl, you just wanna make me cry. You got me crying. You got me crying. You got me crying. You got me crying. You just went away. Alone, I asked my friends where you had gone. They said you left with another man. Maybe someday, girl, you'll be mine again. You got me crying. You got me crying. You got me crying. You got me crying. You got me down, baby, but you'll see
got me crying. You got me crying. You got me crying. You got me crying. I've been wondering every day since you left me feeling this way, whether you would be mine again or pretending me as just a friend. You got me crying. You got me crying. You got me crying. You got me crying. You got me down, baby, but you'll see. You'll be sad for losing me. You got me crying. You got me crying. You got me crying.
Said I'm rolled out. beer. Gonna find a girl in another town. I said maybe she won't bring me down.
A better place because of Kim Kardashian's empire,
Cheetos,
fleece material,
and Discorder.
It's a local independent music magazine from CITR.
Which means that we can print whatever we heckin' want.
Album and live show reviews, interviews with artists, and sweet illustrations grace our pages.
And even you, listener, can contribute.
Just visit CITR.ca/discorder/contribute.
You can grab it around town or read it at discorder.ca.
Forever local and forever free.
The hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I'm your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday,
6 to 8 p.m.
playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
Tuned in to the Borough on CHR 101.9 FM. We are pushing through. Actually good. What is the word I'm looking for? Environment. Normally it's very hot in here. It's a nice day outside. I feel like the temperature is okay in the studio. Catherine, how are you feeling?
I'm okay. Still feeling great.
Still feeling great.
Yes.
Good. 45 minutes in. Made it 3/4 of the way. This show is on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. Broadcasting here from unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia. It's family day. Has there been anything family themed that we've done?
That is a question that shouldn't be asked of me.
Yeah.
Personally.
Yeah. I don't think we've gone that route. Which is good. I'm not a big fan of holiday programming. Anyhow. So
the All Monsters thing is kind of
like, that was like a family show. That's true. Most of the show this week has been provided musicalized by Catherine, who plays in the band Jerk Jails here in Vancouver. Jerk Jails, best two descriptive words about Jerk Jails. Rock and roll. How about that?
That's perfect. That's ideal. Exactly. Okay. Exactly. I felt like it was a trick question.
So first set we heard earlier in the show was 70s garage to kind of punk bands, and then this set was a more classic 60s garage. What was it we heard?
Last we heard was Up Down Sue from the Loved Ones. Before that was Rode Out by the Eyes, who were a UK band. Then was Cubby and the Blizzards with You're Not Your Body, Not Your Soul. That was a weird Dutch garage band. Mm-hmm. And then before that was The Mauve with You've Got Me Crying, which was covered by numerous bands, including Cheater Slicks.
Sweet. Cubby and the Blizzards. What a name. If you were to make a this is another on the spot question. If you were to make a band name in that mode, so like a name and the blank, what would it be?
Oh my god. Should I be asking you this question?
I don't have one on the top of my head. I think about band names a lot. I don't know. Like if it was like really like what is the word I'm looking for? Self-centered, it would be something like blank and like the Resto Rockers or something like that. something along those lines. Anyhow, food for thought for you, Catherine, for the brand change when it comes, and also for anybody listening out there, think about your blank and the blank name. Last portion of the show, we're going to move on to a patchwork of some local groups et al. I'm going to start with the Defectors. A tape they put out, I guess it's over a year ago now, yeah? Black Dreams. And the song that got me into the Gun Club is their cover of Devil in the Woods by the Gun Club. Great cover, great song. Catherine, I know you're a Gun Club fan, yeah?
Yeah, great band.
Any favorite records of theirs?
Miami. I don't know.
Just
love
top.
Jeffrey Lee Pierce, really mm-hmm. relate to his story, just being a big weirdo mm-hmm. Who ended up enjoying the touring lifestyle maybe a little bit too much.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, great. So we're going to hear the Defectors cover. And then later on the set, we'll have some tracks from Sex Church, likely Neo Boys, and maybe some Tim D'Arcy. So this is Devil in the Woods by Defectors here on The Burrow, CITR 101.9.
Yeah.
nice, wacky attic staircase guitars. That's a band called Palberta, Palberta. They're not from Alberta. They're from New York. Have a new LP coming out called Bye Bye Berta on Wharfcat Records, which is a very good record label based in New York. Put out bands like Wall and some others. I only mention Wall, friends of the program, Wall. Three women in the group, Annie Ivory Block, Lily Konigsberg, and Nina Reiser. Sounds somehow North European. They're from New York. Neo Boys was before that, group from Portland back in the late 70s, if I'm remembering the timeline correct. Late 70s, early 80s. And they have a two-disc double LP compilation that they put out last year or 2 years ago called Sooner or Later that compiles all their music. We listened to Cheap Labor. Neo Boys, I think a good comparison sonically for Jerk Jails. And I've been joined this week by Catherine Rositis of Jerk Jails. Hanging in there.
Thanks for having me, Andy. Thanks, yeah, no CITR. Problem. Always, this station has always been a pretty big supporter of our band, and we really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Before that was Defectors and Sex Church, two local groups, Devil in the Woods, the Gun Club cover, and then Hidden Hand from the Sex Church EP, I guess you'd say, Somnambulist. Hidden Hand is the song. To finish things off this week, I do not believe Jade is here, who's normally on afterwards with a little bit of soul. It is a holiday. To close things off, we've got one more track. Catherine's got one lined up. What is it?
This one's just called New Hit Single by the band called Creeper Ohio.
Great.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Kind of goofy.
Always smash hits. That's what CITR is all about. Great. Thanks again, Catherine.
Thanks, Andy.
Good luck with everything. Hopefully, I'm hoping to see those new recordings on the horizon soon.
Me too. That'd
be great.
Me too.
Awesome.
You fool. You fool. Casual Jingle, it's the coolest commercial on my album. See the corporate rock will turn and come and see my guitar burn. And she brings successes to my head. Give me a single, bitch, in a single. Guys up the charts, rockin' a single. The rockets of a single. Throw it up with color ballet. Tuning in on your stereo, rising day by day, yeah, yeah, yeah. Putting on my new hit single, the girls will come and catch your jingle. I'll follow it up and power ballet, yeah, yeah, yeah. Rocking single, pushing a single. Rise up the charts, on the single. Rocking it up a single, follow it up and power ballet, yeah.